1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Program Director of WFHR, James J. Mailoff here, also your host of The Morning Show and Morning Magazine, wishing you and yours a very happy holiday season and joy from all of us here at WFHR.
One. Hurdy throws over the middle, picked off.
Moore.
Backside pressure, down he goes.
Game.
To the end zone. Touchdown, Braylon Allen.
The Badgers.
Badgers.
The Tigers.
Tigers.
Live from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. It's the ReliaQuest Bowl. Join us New Year's Day. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight into Christmas, areas of rain, breezy, and cloudy. Low tonight, mid-40s. High tomorrow in the low 50s. More rain around for Tuesday. Temps falling from the 40s into the 30s. Couple of rain and snow showers Tuesday night into Wednesday. Right now it's 48.
The snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to sing a sleighing song tonight. A jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
That was Sufjan Stevens with his version of the old French carol, Bring a Torch, Jeanette Isabella, a decidedly lo-fi affair. And before that, we opened up this second hour of Seth Faces the Music with a song that was originally recorded by Joe Williams, but this was the Bombay Dub Orchestra remix. Now, if that song sounded vaguely familiar to you, well, if you've seen Iron Man 3, that's the song that Tony Stark uses when he's getting his armor on in his basement. Next up, we have a song from what can only be termed as a niche artist. He was one of those strange people that had some success in the recording industry, then left it almost completely to join academia. It's true, known for his witty satires and songs about sometimes taboo subjects, at least for the time that they were recorded. Here's Mr. Tom Lehrer with A Christmas Carol.
Christmas time is here, by golly, disapproval would be folly. Deck the halls with hunks of holly, fill the cup and don't say when. Kill the turkeys, ducks, and chickens, mix the punch, drag out the dickens. Even though the prospect sickens, brother, here we go again. On Christmas Day, you can't get sore. Your fellow man you must adore. There's time to rob him all the more. The other 306, a T, a 4. Relations, sparing no expense'll, send some useless old utensil or a matching pen and pencil, just the thing I need. How nice. It doesn't matter how sincere it is, nor how heartfelt the spirit. Sentiment will not endear it. What's important is the price. Hark, the Herald Tribune sings, advertising wondrous things. God rest ye merry merchants, may ye make the Yuletide pay. Angels we have heard on high tell us to go out and buy. So let the raucous sleigh bells jingle, hail our dear old friend Kris Kringle, driving his reindeer across the sky. Don't stand underneath when they fly by.
Oh, this is gonna be a groove for me. It's gonna be a little something different, but we're gonna give it to them anyway. Are you ready? Come on. Ha! We wanna give out a present to everybody this Christmas. All around the world, for every man, woman, boy, and girl. Are you ready right now? Come on. Here we go. Oh, I like it like that. Come on. That's it. All right. Come on. Oh, Christmas presents around the world. It's something mighty sweet to see. Only if I just had a present for everyone under one great big Christmas tree. For every boy that wants a brand new toy, for every Johnny that wants a car, for every Junior that wants a mobile back, back, right and right and right. Now my little daughter, she wants a doll that cries, one that'll walk and wipes its eyes. And I see there's someone that wants somebody home just to live, held in their arms. What a Christmas present, this Christmas. Oh, what a gift you could be. You know, if I could just give out Christmas presents to everyone under one great big Christmas tree. You know, I'm even fat enough to be the world's biggest Santa Claus. And everybody could just stand around and just say, ooh, is that for me? Ha, come on, a Christmas present for everybody this year. And we want to give it to them. Are you ready? Come on, everybody. Come on, one more time together. Merry Christmas, baby. A present for you, Christmas, directly from me. For all the disc jockeys around the world, Merry Christmas. All the policemen and all the pretty girls. La 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 la.
some little girl and boy who's wishing for a great big Christmas, maybe one, two, or three toys. But sadly enough, believe me as it seems, they won't get these things, we know. But the best that we can do is wish a Merry Christmas to you and hope next year things will have a lot of joy.
Judea lies heavy under the foot of Rome. Was ever a governor as troubled as I, Quirinius, governor of the Jews, these troublesome people, and now I dream. I dream a star lights the way. Voices sing, voices pray. I dream, I but dream. I see a stable nearly dark, an infant sleeps, the watchdogs bark. I dream, I but dream. But this cannot be Rome, the forum's gone, the flesh and bone. And what is this within my sight? A temple holy filled with light. A dome, a cross, a ringing bell. I hear a million voices swell. And they sing, and they sing.
A song with a very interesting concept. That was Mr. Roger Whittaker from the same album I had mentioned before, my favorite one from when I was a kid. That was The Governor's Dream. And before that, we had Solomon Burke, a vastly, vastly underrated soul singer from the 60s with Presents for Christmas. Another segment has passed us by on Seth Faces the Music, but when we come back, I'm going to play one of the few Hanukkah songs I have ever found. There's not a lot of them, but man, oh man, I'm pretty sure I found the funkiest there ever was. Don't touch that dial. This is WFHR.
Wishing you a happy holiday. Hope you enjoy this time of year with your loved ones and have a wonderful new year in 2024. From the Herman Taylor Funeral Home family to yours, Merry Christmas.
The end of the year brings no greater joy than the opportunity to express how grateful we are to our furry friends and our customers. Happy holidays to all, and may your new year be filled with happiness and success. Can't wait to see you in 2024 at Bow Wow Meow Boutique, a proud sponsor of 30 Hours of Christmas.
It's a cold, dark night in Wisconsin, but the red light flashes in the Collision Cave, headquarters for the Mankey team.
Aha, the phone. Hello?
Captain Collision, I'm glad you answered. There was a big accident. I hit some ice on the road, my car went out of control, and I ran over a giant inflatable snowman.
Never fear, the Mankey team is on the way.
Captain, I'm glad you're here. Look at this mess.
Ah, yes, you've done a lot of damage.
Can you fix it?
The car, yes. The inflatable snowman? That's the job for Captain Insurance. You'll have to make another call. I hear he's full of hot air. But Maggie's Collision Center can definitely fix your car. We can give you a free estimate, free pickup and delivery, and a lifetime warranty on your repair work.
Thanks, Captain Collision.
Now let's get to work. Mankey Collision Repair, 25th Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. We meet the nicest people by accident. Call 424-1982. 424-1982.
This Christmas, may your blessings be many, your worries few, and days spent with those who mean the most to you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's from all of us at the Arts Council of Southwood County, a proud supporter of WFHR's 30 Hours of Christmas.
A carol that was adapted from a poem by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day, a very interesting arrangement there by Echo Smith. And before that, 8 Days of Hanukkah by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Wow, how funky. Oh, I love it. So if there's anyone out there that thinks that the commercialization of Christmas is a new thing, well, you are very very wrong. And to show how off base that really is, here's Mr. Stan Freeberg with Green Christmas.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Ah, humbug, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, the meeting will come to order, if you please. Are all the advertising people represented here?
Everyone except Amalgamated Cheese.
Amalgamated Cheese.
Well, if they're not here for the Christmas pitch, I can't help them find new ways of tying their product into Christmas. That's why I'm chairman of this board. Let's hear it for me.
Hear, hear, hear!
All right, Abercrombie, what are your people up to?
Oh, same thing as every year. 50,000 billboards showing Santa Claus pausing to refresh himself with our product.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the public has come to expect that.
That's right. It's become tradition.
Fine, fine. You there, Crass. I suppose your company's running the usual magazine ad showing cartons of your cigarettes peeking out of the top of Santa's sack.
Better than that. This year we have him smoking one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It got Santa a little more rugged, too. Both sleeves rolled up and a tattoo on each arm. One of them says, Merry Christmas.
Well, what does the other one say?
Less tars.
Great stuff.
But Mr. Scrooge.
Well, and who are you?
Bob Cratchit, sir. I've got a little spice company over in East Orange, New Jersey. Do I have to tie my product into Christmas?
What do you mean?
Well, I was just going to send cards out showing the three wise men following the Star of Bethlehem.
I get it. And they're bearing your spices. No, that's perfect.
No product in it. I was just going to say, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, period.
Well, that's a peculiar slogan.
Old hat, Cratchit. That went out with button shoes. You're a businessman. Christmas is something to take advantage of. A red and green bandwagon to jump on. A sentimental shot in the arm for sales. Listen.
Deck the halls with advertising, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. While you can be enterprising, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 bars of soap,
3 cans of peas,
2 breakfast foods, and some toothpaste on a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
5 tubeless tires,
4 quarts of gin,
3 cigars,
2 cigarettes, and some hair tonic on a pear tree. Chestnuts roasting.
Say, Mother, as sure as there's an X in Christmas, you can be sure those are Tiny Tim chestnuts roasting. Tiny Tim chestnuts are full-bodied, longer-lasting. This visible shell protects the nut. Now with XK29 added for people who can't roast after every meal.
Tiny Tim, chestnuts all the way.
Tiny Tim's roast hot like a chestnut hot. And they are mild, 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 mild.
Words to live by, Cratchit.
Ah, for you, maybe. Can't you just wish someone a Merry Christmas for the pure joy of doing it?
Why? What's the percentage in that? Let me show you how to make Christmas work for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And please buy our beer.
There you go, Cratchit. That's Christmas with a purpose.
I know, but wait a minute. Don't you guys make enough profit the other 11 months? Christmas comes but once a year.
Funny thing you should bring that up. That's exactly the point I was about to make. Hit it, boys.
Christmas comes but once a year, so you better make hay while the snow is falling. Oh, that's opportunity calling you.
Jingle bells, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Rub your hands, December's here. What a wonderful time to be glad and merry.
Just so you're mercenary too.
Buy an ad and show all the toys up on the shelf.
Just make sure that you get a plug in for yourself. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better cash in while the spirit lingers. It's slipping through your fingers, boy. Why don't you realize Christmas can be such a monetary joy?
Well, I guess you fellas will never change.
Why should we? Christmas has two S's in it, and they're both dollar signs.
Yeah, but they weren't there to begin with.
Huh?
The people keep hoping you'll remember, but you never do.
Remember what?
Whose birthday we're celebrating.
Well, no don't get me wrong. The story of Christmas and its simplicity is a good thing. I buy that. It's just that we know a good thing when we see it.
But don't you realize Christmas has a significance, a meaning?
A sales curve. Wake up, Cratchit. It's later than you think.
I know, Mr. Scrooge. I know.
On the first day of Christmas, the advertising's there. Business Christmas cards
and commercials on a pear tree.
Jingles here, jingles there, jingles all the way.
Dashing through the snow in a 50-foot coupe. O'er the fields we go, selling all the way. Deck the halls with advertising. What's the use of compromising? Fa-la-la-la-la.
On a red suit and hangs around with me and my wife. Now I can't help but feeling jealous each time she climbs on his knee. And she stands beneath the mistletoe screaming for him to stand beneath the mistletoe screaming. Now I can't help but feeling jealous each time she climbs on his knee. Why must she climb on his knee?
Santa's Beard by my favorite band, They Might Be Giants. Sorry, guys. Had to do it one more time. We are going to take our final break right now, but when we come back to Seth Faces the Music, you know what? I'm not even going to say anything, because if I do, you may not come back. So please come back. This is WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's from everyone at Gary's Coins, 210 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. They look forward to seeing you in 2024 for all your rare coin and stamp needs. A proud sponsor of WFHR's 30 Hours of Christmas.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Did you know there's an actual Candy Cane Lane in Wisconsin? It's only real during the holidays, but one Milwaukee area neighborhood has been sharing its holiday cheer for close to 40 years. 300 residents along West Oklahoma Avenue in West Dallas decorated to be part of Candy Cane Lane this year, free to drive through and enjoy. But since 1984, $3 million in donations have been raised and given to the MAC Fund to fight cancer. I'm Terry Barr. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air is a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner, you'll hear silver bell,
silver bell,
silver bell,
silver bell.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them ring,
hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Strings of street lights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids brunch. This is Santa's big scene. And above all this bustle, you'll hear silver bells.
Silver bells.
Silver bells,
silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them ring,
hear them ring.
Soon it will be Christmas Day.
You will receive. from the friendship you show. You will see smiles on the faces of children, warmth in the places you go. You will feel love from the love that you've given. Friendship.
Friendship.
From the friendship you show. From the friendship you show.
The unmistakable voice of Bill Withers with The Gift of Giving. That was early on in his career. Song you don't hear very often. And before that, to open this segment, the original Golden Throat, William Shatner. Good old Bill with Silver Bells. In fact, he was in collaboration with Ian Anderson. Yes, that Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull on that one. Christmas makes strange bedfellows. So, of course, there's lots of songs about getting ready for Christmas and, of course, for Christmas Day. But there's not a lot of songs about when you have to undecorate everything, when you have to tear it down, kind of the melancholy feel after Christmas. Well, here's a song that was originally written and performed by the band Low, from Duluth, Minnesota, by the way. Performed here by Tracy Thorne from the band Everything But the Girl. And I do want to note that Dave Sparhawk from Low sings one of the verses in the middle. Here's Tracy Thorne with Taking Down the Tree.
Another velvet ribbon, another note.
Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear.
And so this is Christmas.
Okay, so that song gets overplayed at Christmas time, but I couldn't help it. It's one of my all-time faves. That was John Lennon and Yoko Ono with Happy Xmas, War is Over. Thanks so much, everybody, for joining me for Seth Faces the Music today and every week. I really do appreciate it. I will be back next week with some more fun, some more songs, and probably a surprise or two. Till then, I hope everyone has the merriest of Christmases and the happiest of New Years. Until next time, bye-bye.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravelle. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger.
Joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Thank you for sharing your holidays with us. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Network, we wish all of you a very Merry Christmas.
This is Joe Casper Deschler, music and format developer for Country Legends 24/7 on 105.5 FM. I hope you have a fun Christmas with good friends, family, and lots of food.
Since 1992, Doorworks Incorporated has been providing, installing, and servicing residential, commercial, and industrial doors and openers throughout Wisconsin. They're located right here in Wisconsin Rapids, and they're fully licensed and insured. All of their employees are certified, trained technicians that are trained to install and service all types of doors and openers. Doorworks Incorporated wants to wish you and your family a very safe and happy holiday season.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight into Christmas, areas of rain, breezy, and cloudy. Low tonight, mid-40s. High tomorrow in the low 50s. More rain around for Tuesday. Temps falling from the 40s into the 30s. Couple of rain and snow showers Tuesday night into Wednesday. Right now it's 48.
Welcome, everyone, to WFHR's Director's Cut, 43rd episode, special episode, Christmas edition. I have your host, James, here. I'm joined by Seth and our special, special guest, our favorite member of the band here, Melissa Kay, is with us. Mel, good to see you.
Hello. I'm the favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yes, oh, yeah, you are. Yeah, by far and away. You're also the fan favorite. You are the... a number of things. We appreciate you being here, Mel. Thanks a lot
Let's
for joining us.
Let's not mention the rest of those things, though.
it's a long list, but it's an interesting one. Maybe one day, maybe next year, we'll get into that one.
Anyway, Christmas.
Christmas time is here. We're going to get into some fun topics today, and we're going to have Mel sing as much as possible. I thought that it'd be fun. Last year, we took a real hard look at pop culture and Christmas entertainment-wise, movies, that kind of thing. We're going to dash into that a little bit because that's that's the part of Director's Cut we like, but or one of the fun parts of Director's Cut, I think. But we also have a couple of stories and a couple things that we just weren't able to get to on our morning shows and that I think are fit the show and are fun to do. So we're going to go ahead and dive into a couple of those. We're going to get into weird Christmas traditions around the world.
Ooh,
and,
I love
and some of those. Some of these fun ones. I think there's some new ones that I hadn't heard of before and that. But I thought we'd start with one of our own. And I asked around the last, I'd say, 3-4 weeks. You know, what are some weird Christmas traditions that you think are weird or that you've seen others do? What I thought was funny is there was at least half of the audience putting an angel on top of the tree. Mm. The other half, it was putting a star on top of the tree. Mm-hmm. That was really unique to me. I thought that was different. And I never really thought much about it. So I wanted to look into, why do we put these things on trees? Where did that come from?
Very nice. Okay.
Well, we put an angel up there or a star because there is so much significance to this, whether it's religious or even warding off evil spirits. That is what a lot of it is about. Mm. It's been through that placing an angel or a star on top of the tree, therefore declaring the family's, you know, a side of good, if you will, and it scaring away evil spirits from the home around the holidays.
Because
if there is one thing we have learned, evil spirits love Christmas cookies.
Yeah, they do.
Well, who doesn't really?
Yeah. It's
to
really
fair.
Tough to keep them away. It's really tough.
If you're a miser and you need to learn the true meaning of Christmas, they come around then too. So you know.
It does seem to be that way.
Right.
A lot of Christmas stories involving that. A lot of got a lot of meat off the bone on that one.